Aragorn, a victor in Heaven's Hall Slither, holds that spraying an aerosol bottle on Shabbos is under the rubric of Zora. Does the Rav agree? Yosef Chaim from New York. Okay, the question of throwing things into the air and letting the wind separate them is its sources in the Yerushalmi, which many poskim hold. The Yerushalmi is not talking about Zora, but only about carrying. It only applies where the issue of carrying applies. There are those that hold that the Yerushalmi holds that Zora is not just separating things, but spreading them into the air by use of the wind. Rabbi Kivager has a tshuva. He says it most probably only applies to things that grow from the ground, not the things that don't grow from the ground. However, it seems from that tshuva that the chatchila one should be careful, even with things that don't grow from the ground, to spread them into the wind. However, where the wind itself is not the source of the spreading, there Moshe Feinstein holds that it's mutter to spray an aerosol can because it's not the wind or the air that spreads it. The pressure of the can that forces it into the air spreads the things, but not the wind or the air itself. There's a kind of spray can that's used for spray painting, where there it's a stream of wind that atomizes and blows the droplets and spreads them into the air. That lechatchila one should not use on Shabbos. But again, la halacha, most probably, if this halacha probably applies, even if it applies only to things that grow from the ground, and there is very big question whether this Yerushalmi is in fact talking about just spreading things into the air by means of the wind. And therefore using an aerosol bottle on Shabbos for deodorants, for room deodorizers, and the similar things that don't grow from the ground. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that is not the way that Zora is done. There is definitely an opinion that says that it's mutter, and that is most probably the minhag of the world. If Rav Nebenzahl holds that spraying an aerosol bottle is a problem of Zora, then those who follow Rav Nebenzahl should not use aerosol cans on Shabbos.